obviously we're here for the fact that Gus is going to play his 200th game this weekend, so far away.
How's the body holding up after 200 games, mate?
Nah, it's feeling pretty good, mate. Obviously, the 11th year in the system, so it's good to get to this milestone and hopefully a few more games to go yet.
You get nervous about these games, or is it literally just another week?
I think it's just another week. I mean, you probably look back on them, you know, after your career and appreciate them a little bit more than what you do when you're playing them.
Any ups and downs that you look back on, significant points in your career?
I think there's, you know, the injuries and stuff like that are your low points, and obviously the good wins and the finals appearances so far have been the highlights.
You kicked 9 goals this year. Do you feel like your output's where it needs to be?
Yeah, I think obviously I started the year a little bit slowly, but I think my form's sort of been slowly building, and you know, it'd obviously be nice the last couple of weeks to get a win, and hopefully we can turn it around this week.
Was it difficult having a bit of an interrupted pre-season with everything that was going on? Did that affect that slow start, do you think, maybe?
Probably a little bit, but I also had post-season surgery as well, which slowed me down a little bit. I had a bit of a restricted pre-season in terms of that as well, so but yeah, I feel like I'm slowly getting there and starting to build some good form.
Yeah, pin down what's quite going wrong at the moment. It sort of seems there's bits there that are decent, but it's just not resulting in wins, I suppose.
Yeah, it's probably, we're playing some patchy footy, I think, at the moment. And, you know, you can't really play a quarter or two quarters of good footy. You've got to be, you know, 4 quarters and be consistent throughout the whole game. And it's probably just lacking a little bit of confidence and execution with our skill level at the moment that's probably letting us down.
Can you flip your confidence switch, or is it something that has to take time to build?
I think the last couple of weeks at training, we've been building it. We've been training really well last Wednesday and then again yesterday. So I think that it slowly comes from training, and hopefully this weekend we can show it on game day.
You're at 200 games. There's a bloke that you used to play with that's hit the 400 mark. What sort of achievement is that?
Oh, it's amazing. I think you know, to get 400 games, and I think it's, you know, 21st or 22nd year playing at this level is an amazing achievement. And you know, if Fletcher's watching, congrats, mate, and hope you have a great game and a good win.
On the confidence, Gus, compared to where you were last year, does it feel a whole lot different?
Obviously, you know, a little bit's judged by wins and losses, but as a playing group, I think, you know, we've still got belief in and what we need to do. It's just, like we said, that confidence thing and trying to get that back.
Changing clubs, was that something that might have helped rejuvenate you or extend your career?
Yeah, I think it's always, you know, being from South Australia originally, to be able to come home and be surrounded a bit more closely with your friends and family has been great, and to play in front of, you know, a packed house at Adelaide Oval every second week has been a really exciting part of it as well.
Fletch, obviously 400, any chance that you might go close to that, give it a shot?
I don't think so, mate. I think Fletch, I think he'll you know, be one of the guys that holds that record for a long, long time. Not many people are ever going to get there.
How does he do it? Does he just not train? Or what's his secret? Is his body shape?
No, I think he... I was surprised when I was there, obviously, that you know, he did a majority of the work, and I sort of look over at the coaches and say, you know, give him a break, but they didn't really give him too much respite, and he just, I think, loves the game and enjoys being around a footy club.